My name is Asaf Nagar. I'm the head coach at Maccabi Tennis Club in Melbourne. I got a tennis business called Trademark Tennis, and I'm the juniors team manager for the 20th Maccabiah in Israel.
Tell us about your background, and when did you arrive to Australia?
I arrived to Australia 13 years ago. My wife, Emily, lives here for the last 25 to 30 years, and we arrived 13 years ago together. We got two kids, Gilad and Danielle, and a little dog called Georgia.
So tell us about your career in Israel before you came to Australia.
I represented Israel as a junior tennis player, mostly in Europe. I played tennis until I had to join the army when I was 18. Stopped tennis for 3 years and then tried to play tennis again, traveled a little bit more, and then gave up and actually went to uni. And I'm a physiotherapist in my profession. Unfortunately, I'm not practicing physio here anymore because I'm busy with my tennis coaching business. My tennis coaching business called Trademark Tennis. I actually opened Trademark Tennis with Paul Arbour, who unfortunately died about 4 years ago in New Zealand. We opened the business together at Maccabi Tennis Club, and the last 4 years I've been running it by myself with a lot of help from my wife, but just running it by myself and trying to develop the business in Melbourne. At Maccabi Tennis Club, we cater to everyone, but obviously we got a lot of Jewish and Israeli players playing with us, and it is fantastic to be part of this community and try to get as many kids and adults play tennis with us, especially when they're Jewish and Israelis, because living overseas is not easy. So be surrounded by Jews and Israelis, speak the language, have the same habits, like the same food. That just makes it a little bit easier for us.
And tell us about the preparations for the 20th Maccabiah Games. I believe it is your first one.
It is my first one. It's very exciting for me. To come and represent Australia as a former Israeli who represented Israel in his younger years, and now I'm going to go and represent Australia. It's very exciting. I'm in charge of 7 players, 6 boys and 1 girl, 5 from Sydney and 2 from Melbourne. The preparation, as tennis is an individual sport, so everyone will keep training with their coaches. We did meet a few times, so I can meet the players and the parents. The players can meet each other because they're going to spend a little bit of time together in Israel, 3 weeks together, so they have to know each other well. They're fantastic kids, fantastic parents, very good players as well, so I think we have a good chance for a medal, but I can't guarantee that. But I think we're all going to be very competitive, good kids, and they're going to play a good level of tennis.
It must be quite exciting for you. You are going back to the big stadium in Jerusalem.
It is very exciting. I actually grew up in Haifa, but I was spending a lot of time in Jerusalem playing tournaments. There was one really big tournament in Jerusalem, and I remember that they built Teddy Stadium when I was about 13 or 14, and I played that tournament in the Jerusalem Tennis Center, and Teddy Stadium is right behind us. So for me personally to come and be at that stadium again, represent Australia, carrying the Australian flag, it's going to be very exciting. I think just thinking about it makes me very emotional, but I think it's going to be very, very exciting for me, and I hope I can not cry at the opening ceremony.
We wish you good luck. I just wanted to ask you another question. You mentioned the Israeli community in Melbourne. I believe it's a very big community. Listeners that are listening to us right now, and they don't know anyone in the Israeli community in Melbourne, how can they find out more information about the Israeli community? Because you don't have any clubs or any like moadonim that we have in Sydney.
Yeah, I think the Israeli community in Melbourne has grown up in the last few years. There's a lot more Israelis came in the last few years. It's a very close community as well. I think it's nearly like everyone knows everyone, even though there's a lot of us. So it's great to be part of that community and actually work with those people on an everyday basis. People that want to get closer to the community, I know there's a lot of Facebook pages of Israeli women and a few other Facebook pages. They're always welcome to Maccabi Tennis Club as well. We're there every day of the week. and weekends as well. If they want to bring their kids, they want to come and play tennis themselves and meet other Jewish and Israeli people, they are always welcome to Maccabi Tennis Club.
Asaf Nagar, I wish you lots of luck in Israel at the 20th Maccabiah Games, and I'm sure that you'll represent Australia really well. Thank you so much and good luck.